Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Bill Whelan, good morning, dear heart. Welcome to you. Lovely to have you in this morning. How are you? How's your form? Is it good?
Yeah.
I haven't seen... Wait, the last time you... Was it the book? Was the last time you were in?
Yes, Road to Riverdance.
Road to Riverdance. It took us 2 days to get the whole thing put together. what a book... What a great story. What a great story that was. Mm. Did you enjoy writing that?
I loved it, actually.
Yeah.
You know, it was very interesting. You know, I did it during COVID.
Yeah.
But I'd always been meaning to do it, and then COVID presented the opportunity. So we were in the one place for one time, no distractions. And I just got down to it, and I was... Lilliput were going to put it out, so they gave me an editor. So I wrote every day, I wrote, and at the end of every week or every 2 weeks, I would send the work to the editor.
Oh, very good.
And she'd come back and say, you know, maybe put that story there, put this story there.
Sure.
But I loved doing it. It was like having a piece of music on the go.
Well, I was just going to say, isn't that very similar to what you do?
When you're
composing?
I didn't expect that. Yeah. I didn't expect to feel that. You know that when I'd finish at the end of the day, I'd had that same feeling that something was going on in the.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly the same. But it did very well. It was a great read. It was a great read.
Thank you.
I'm intrigued. You're on Friday.
Yeah.
And you're with the National Symphony Orchestra, and it's the music of.
Yes.
How do you actually decide what to pick, what not to pick?
Yeah.
Because as a fellow said, you're the name in lights along with the National Symphony Orchestra. So when you decide. Who decides? Does Bill Whelan decide?
Well, I think it was in discussion with the symphony orchestra, you know, to find something that is, displays a little bit of my larger work.
Yes.
And something that suits that orchestra. And also to give me an opportunity perhaps to do something new for the orchestra. So in this case, I had been working with Seamus and Cuiva of Flaherty.
Yes, you've talked with them before.
Yeah, exactly. And they're just great, the pair of them. And I'd written this piece called Stolen Hearts for them, and this was an opportunity to take the bones of that piece, which I had done for the Contempo String Quartet, and score it for a full orchestra, for a full symphony orchestra. So we haven't heard it yet. We're going to hear it today, Marty. When
are
I
you
leave
joking?
You, we're going in for the first rehearsal after
you
this.
Haven't heard it yet.
No, I'll be as nervous as you were. With the drums, the day you were playing the drums.
I only had to deal with 2 or 3 minutes. You've got an entire evening out of your dear heart.
Yeah.
But look, when you have something like that today, you will be on tenterhooks like any composer.
Absolutely.
Anybody. Now, are you?
And that never goes. I think.
Does that never go? Really?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think.
Can I just use the phrase "you are Bill Whelan"? Like at this stage, do you not?
No. You always, well, particularly with a new piece,
right.
And then you know, Gavin Maloney's conducting this, you know, this is it's a new conductor for me on this piece.
But his reputation precedes.
Absolutely.
But
then, you know, large forces like a symphony orchestra, you know, it is a large block of a, and it has its own personality.
Yes. Yeah.
And the National Symphony Orchestra, I mean, they're always very welcoming when you bring a piece to them, but still, as the composer, you're always still nervous about how it's going to work.
Sure.
And you know, once you write it out, you can't be sort of saying on the day, well, actually, you know, forget that bit and do this. It's there. It's exactly. You can make minor changes.
So you're down at the NCH today then.
We're there at the NCH today, and we're there tomorrow. We'll be there all day today and all day tomorrow. So a lot of good rehearsals and Friday as well. Yeah,
you're a 7:30. I always say this. You're a 7:30 start tomorrow on Friday.
Yeah,
it's very important because people turn up late. We had the funniest thing happen to us on Wednesday last week at the.
This was your drumming. That's your drumming.
My drumming event.
Yes,
indeed. Which you've turned it into, and it was really funny. Two people. We were on, and two people turned up, and they had been at the concert hall. We were in the Bord Gáis, and they thought it was a concert hall.
Oh, you're kidding!
So they actually turned up as I was saying good evening and welcome.
Yeah.
And they weren't the only people apparently. So it's and like that's one thing. The other thing is 7:30, very important.
Well, it is important because a lot of people think 8 o'clock is the time for things,
and we're not that used to it.
No, it's 7:30.
That also suggests a wealth of music on the night too.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of music. We have, as well as Seamus and Caoimhe, we have people travelling in. Another reason to be nervous was my Piper was in San Francisco up to yesterday. That's Tara Howley. So
right.
I don't think she was flying with the National Airlines. No, I don't think so. So I think she's made it in.
She here now?
She's here, yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
And then
we can recommend a fellow if you're still.
Athena Turgis, who's a fiddle player. She was away in Tuscany.
Of course.
So I was depending a lot on air.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're here. And the wonderful Julianne Forrest, who's I've never worked with her closely before. But I've heard her play, and she's wonderful. So.
Here's a bad thing.
Yeah.
You've met these people before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I've worked with Athena quite a lot. Athena was in Riverdance, as was Tara Howley.
So, yes, you know each other, so there is that. Because the idea of you going down today and suddenly it's, oh, hello.
Most
cases, you've come across each other now.
But I mean, sometimes you do. I remember doing a concert in Boston with the Royal Phil. You know, you've never met any of them, and all these people are coming in, and it's your first time.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a very exposing time for a composer, and you're trying to form a relationship as well. I mean, there are a couple of things in the pieces now that we'll be doing on Friday night, which, you know, there are solo pieces for individual players within the orchestra. Over the next 2 days, you know.
Well, you've been watching them like a hawk today. I notice you're doing time dance.
Yeah, we're doing time dance.
You see, I love time dance. We discussed this a few times. I love time dance. It's 1981. You know?
It was an extraordinary thing, and like as I said, I've often said, I called Riverdance to make that connection with time dance, because even though it was 12 years previous or 13 years previous, it would never... One would not have happened without the other.
Right.
And time dance was really my first foray into doing something with traditional instruments and the orchestra in a serious way. I mean, I'd done a few things, but this was...
Oh, yeah. And it was with Mr. Lunny.
And Donal Lunny and Andy Irvine and Liam O'Flynn playing pipes at the start. Yeah, it was memorable, and we had the ballet, the Irish National Ballet, and it was a great thing to have done, and it got a fantastic response. And River, Planxty got a record deal out of it, and we toured it and everything. You know, Christy used to say, and now he says we're going to play. Piece that Bill and Donal wrote, he said, for the Eurovision dressmaking competition. He turned out to be right, didn't he?
He did, Here's a flavour of time dance, because it's not having you here and not playing it anymore.
Thank you.
chatting away with Bill Whelan, who's with me, in front of me as we speak, and Time Dance and reliving those memories. Remember that when you were in before, by the way, just a reminder, it's the National Symphony Orchestra, the music of Bill Whelan, this Friday at the National Concert Hall, 7:30 start. We were just reminiscing there about Ian McGarry and about people that through television and stuff, because it's interesting as a composer. When you were starting out, clearly pre-Riverdance, pre-dancing at Luna's Hall, that you need someone, don't you, to say to themselves, that fella's got something.
Yeah.
You need someone, don't you, who goes, yeah, you can, I'll give you a spot, I'll give you a chance.
Yeah, well, Ian McGarry gave me my first break on television. I was a songwriter at the time, and I had written songs, so had Sean Davey, and so had Chris de Burgh.
Is this Stack?
Even pre-Stack.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and he gave us a spot. I think we all got, Chris got one, and Jamie Stone, Carl Corcoran of this parish. Sean Davey and myself. And it was called Me and My Music. And he recorded that. And, like, nobody else was kind of giving us a break at the time, but he did, you know.
Yeah. But of course, he was a musician.
He was a drummer. He was a drummer.
Oh, okay. You wouldn't let anyone away with that one. Good for you. But you need that. And you also need someone to say, there's an extra something about this fellow. He'd be good for the. And it's great when someone does that.
Yeah.
And you get that sense that you're going to be, that you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
You
know? Actually, just to set that right, drumming has been at the heart of everything I do.
It has, really.
I mean, it's rhythm and has driven my music right from the very beginning, you know.
Because I think back to Stack, and I mention it only because I remember it with great fondness, the 7-inch single, and I remember, but it was jazzy too. You were jazzy.
Yeah, well, I grew up listening to it. I remember my father bought me, I had a Eric Delaney snare drum and a cymbal. It was a small kit. But
compact.
Yeah, because compact. Yeah. It was easy for... But Desi Reynolds often slags me about that. A little Eric Delaney snare drum and a cymbal. But I did. I played drums. I was a drummer in a band for when I was in school.
Right.
Yeah,
we
loved it.
We do Whelan and Whelan on the road,
yes,
couldn't we?
Yes, we could do the Whelan drummers.
I'm just throwing it out there as a concept. Do you know any orchestras?
Taylor Swift is already worrying.
I'd be giving away bracelets, you and me. But that's it. Listen, you're playing yourself.
Yes, I'm playing to the
Is that why you're nervous?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
It is true, actually. That is an added thing to it, you know, because you're sitting there in amongst a lot of virtuosi, and you're there with your piano.
Except in this case, they're playing your music.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
So they know. You come with your pedigree, but. You're nervous about of that, I suspect.
Yeah. I said to somebody recently, they asked me if I was nervous, and I said, yeah, I'm always nervous. And they said, well, nervous is good. You know, nervous is part of the adrenaline that drives you forward. And there is an energy that when you're in a live performance, that really lifts you, I think, into another place, and you just get that extra motivation, you know.
Yes.
That, I don't think we'll ever really. You know, we can have all the AI in the world, but we'll never replace that when humans sit down together to play instruments together. And I know it myself that, you know, even in small ensembles, you see with string quartets and chamber bands and stuff, just that sense of camaraderie, the sense of collegiality, and when ideas occur, how that swaps across the air.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very intimate and interesting relationship with live music.
And it's the fact that it's real. You know, and like, I remember years ago, people would be giving out about jam sessions and stuff, and yet out of those things can come some marvellous innovation.
Absolutely.
In music, you know, and it can really kind of excite you.
Yeah. That's right, and I think, you know, what's happening now, I notice it with, you know, there was a time when if you mentioned to a trad player, for instance, you know, to play a solo here, you know, take a solo like a jazz player would, well, they just look at you. Now, you know, the young players, like I have pieces in Riverdance where there are sections for solo, and I and all these young players are coming in, and they're actually blowing a solo in the way a jazz player would do
wonderful.
It. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
it also links the individual player to the piece in a way that, you know, just playing the actual notes doesn't.
Sure. Inishlakken is also featuring.
Yeah.
How much of it is it?
We're doing it all. And that's with Athena and Julianne. So really looking forward to that. You know, originally I wrote it for Zoe Conway, but we've played it. Athena has actually played it around the world. She's played it in China, and I've heard Julianne play it in the Royal Irish Academy of Music.
Oh, lovely!
So they're coming together tonight to play it. So I'm really looking forward to that.
And they're also on Friday.
And they're also I beg your pardon.
It's pre-recorded.
Yes, exactly. No,
they're live. We're
live. Yes, exactly.
Here's a little bit of Inishlakken. wonder who composed that. It's awful good. Bill Whelan's Inis Lachlan. That was Zoe Conway there and Helena Wood with the RT National Symphony Orchestra. And he'll be with them on Friday, the music of Bill Whelan, at the National Concert Hall. Stay where you are, Vic. We have traffic.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën, for everyone, but like no one.
Sinead, is it yourself?
It's myself.
Listen, Bill Whelan's here. Say nothing.
Say nothing.
Do you want to be in Riverdance?
Would you put a good word in?
Did you bring the goon?
I have the Hendo cheese still.
You have the Hendo cheese?
I can do a double jig. Double batter,
hop
back.
I'd say you could. Tell me what you have. What's happening?
Well, in the capital, it's slow on the Grand Canal inbound from Harold's Cross Bridge to Bagot Street and on the M50 northbound passing Junction 7 Lucan now. Same story on the Drummartin Link Road northbound. You could be delayed there from the M50 to the Beacon Hospital. There are delays in Cork on Watercourse Road southbound and on the N28 Ringaskiddy Road eastbound approaching Raphine. You can expect delays in Limerick on the Corbally Road southbound between Athlunkert Bridge and the Mill Road Junction and on Parnell Street northbound as well. And in Waterford, there will be a stop-go system again today on Convent Road in Tallow. And that's the latest traffic and travel news this morning.
All right, thanks a million. You're off tomorrow, I suppose.
I'll be back tomorrow, 7:15.
I keep on saying this when you keep on surprising me.
You.
I'm delighted to know you'll be here tomorrow. More cheer. Talk
One
to you
more
in the morning.
Day.
God bless. I have Bill Whelan with me and Neil Higgins and Candice Lavender from Galway have been on, and they said after your previous interview with Bill, I bought the book for the wife who was raised in the UK but took up Irish dancing at a young age and ended up moving to Ireland. I don't know if that was for dancing reasons. I bought the book for the wonderful Charlie Burns bookshop in Galway.
Oh, yeah.
Thrilled. It was a signed copy. Yeah. And my wife loved it and is proudly displayed in our bookcase as we speak. The book had a huge influence, but you have had a huge influence as well. And that must cheer you no end as well. The Irish dancing and all the rest of it. Michael Flatley, I think, he's 60-something next week, when you think about it. But that must thrill you, that your music and the blending of that and the dancing and all that has given to so many people, the industry it is, there's Riverdance on again, all of that must make you very proud from an Irish perspective, not just from a, you know, for the music, but from an Irish perspective. It's quite the ambassadorial thing, if you want to put it that way.
It's very. It is good to see. I mean, I remember particularly, you know, at a time, you know, there've been all. It's coming up to 30 years now. You know, it will be in. I remember a time in London when things were not great between the two islands in terms of politics, and Riverdance did occupy a space there that made being Irish not exactly a subject for hatred. Terry Wogan particularly, you know, I remember he picked up the single and played it off the air, and it, you know, we did occupy a place there, and we were in Hammersmith Odeon. We played there for 2 years, nonstop, seeing people, like I think I've told you before about, you know, episodes like watching the Emperor of Japan, taking the bar on lesson from Johnny McDonough. I mean, I'd always remember things like that. So it is a nice flag to fly around the world.
It is for sure, and to be proud of what you've created.
Yeah,
because from the music came everything.
And what's great about it is that the young people who are dancing it today weren't even born when I was writing it.
And that's quite the thing.
It's sobering, but it's still great to see.
And I don't want to use the word, but I will, legacy, because that's what it is. Willie Nelson's just released a new album called The Border, and he's 91.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes not stopping is the important thing.
Yeah.
Stopping is clever, but not stopping and keeping it going. And you have the legacy, but you're also still doing what you do.
Yeah. I had a great experience recently. I wrote a piece for a 40-piece concertina orchestra.
What? It seems almost cruel.
It was fantastic to see all these these young people down in Clare. We did it in Glower and Clare.
Yeah.
And, you know, to see those 40 young players playing the concertina, and we did it with Cormac McCarthy and another orchestra and the band Notify. So there were 70 of us on the stage.
Why? Were you
and,
playing?
No, I wasn't playing, no. But Cormac was conducting, and it was just an amazing experience. So, you know, we keep going, I think. Yeah. You know, there was no mention when we signed on, Marty, about retirement.
No, there wasn't. And, yeah. And I also have to, because we need to finish, but you in terms of film, have you any interest at all in writing for film?
Oh, again? Very much so.
Still?
Yeah. I mean, God, I remember recently I saw That They May Face the Rising Sun, a beautiful film, John McGarren's story. Yes. And the music for that was fantastic. I mean, it's just, it's a very special craft, I think, writing music for film. And you become in a way another actor in the action, because you color, you're a designer of some sort, of creating the emotion and scene. And it's a lovely thing to do, yeah.
It's funny you mentioned John McGarren. He taught me in primary school for a while.
Did he?
Down in Clontarf.
Wow.
For a while.
Yeah, and he gave up then, did he? Yeah. Okay. Say no more.
He moved on.
Okay. We move on. Yeah.
one of the pieces, as you know, we're going to play Riverdance. Don't worry. But just to finish up, I can't not play the prologue from Dancing at Lunacy, which I still think is one of the most beautiful pieces of music I know. We play it a lot on this program. More of that would be wonderful.
Yeah, that was a lovely project, you know, with Miss Streep and
Great Gambon.
And Michael Gambon, yeah. That was a lovely, lovely project, and Pat O'Connor.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And hugely successful.
And Noel Pearson, of course.
But I mean, the thing like that, but the music was, I mean, I know we had the dance music and all the rest of it, but the prologue is just one of those things that it could be 8:20 of a morning, and we're playing whatever we're playing, and suddenly we'll whip this in, and I don't know, it just takes me away somewhere, and takes the listener away somewhere too, which is the great joy of being a writer, I suspect, being a composer, to know that at times your music takes people somewhere in their thoughts.
Yeah, and the beautiful oboe playing of Matthew Manning on it as well, you know.
Yeah, very special, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very special. Listen, stay well.
Thank you.
Have you been in to see Riverdance?
What?
Have you been in?
I'm here. It's good.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Did you check that I played the right note? Yeah. That's really odd.
Yeah, no, it's in the gaiety. Yeah.
And you're playing Riverdance on
the Symphonic Suite. Yeah.
With the National Symphony Orchestra.
Exactly.
On Friday.
Exactly. On Friday night at 7:30.
At 7:30, funnily enough, I meant to mention that.
Yes.
At the National Concert Hall. It is, in fact, the music of Bill Whelan.
Yeah.
Bill, God bless you. And love to yours.
Marty, lovely as always.
As always.
Thank you.
And we leave with, for the moment, because I'm here till 10,
okay.
This is the prologue from Dancing at Lunacy.